Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Welcome to another edition of the Talking Metal Podcast, home of all things hard rock and heavy metal. I'm Mark Striegel, host and producer of this show since 2005. Now, let's get things started with the Talking Metal theme song, written by Rob Halford, Metal Mike, and Roy Z.
Hey guys, wrapping up my food truck and rock carnival coverage today. The band I have on is Like a Storm. Their album is out, Awaken the Fire. It's been out since February. Definitely check it out. Let's hear a little bit of this band right now, and then we'll talk with Chris from Like a Storm. But I'll come back before I air the interview. This is Wish You Hell. Just heard was a sound sample of Like a Storm. We're going to hear my interview with Chris from Like a Storm coming up in just a few minutes. I wanted to tell you that I recorded this interview at the Food Truck and Rock Carnival in New Jersey. And these guys were great, put on a great set and really did a great job. It was such a fun 3-day event. I didn't go to the first day because I was at Robert Plant in the city on Friday night, which I don't know. Plant, I mean, his voice actually sounded better than I was expecting. It was really good. But I just don't like the band that he has when they do the Zeppelin stuff. I mean, they're not a heavy band. They're more like a psychedelic, like jammy. I don't know what they are. But whenever we would do the Zeppelin tunes, I know a lot of people in the audience would light up. But it just, there's something off about it to me. It's just me. Love Plant. Love Zeppelin. Zeppelin, one of my all-time favorite bands. So maybe I'm extra picky. But did not like. Oh well, let me put it this way. I think Plant could have a better band to cover the Zeppelin stuff with him. And let's face it, that's what everyone wants to hear Plant do. You know, I'd love to hear him do some of the '80s stuff, which his solo stuff, which he just totally glossed over. Doesn't go anywhere near that stuff. Anyways, Robert Plant. In the city, and then Saturday I took my family down to the Food Truck and Rock Carnival in New Jersey and saw a lot of great bands, and then went back. I didn't stay Saturday night for Slash just because I had my kids with me and wanted to get them home. We left after Skid Row. And then went back Sunday later in the day, you know, like around 3, and stayed through a lot of the evening, at least through Stone Temple Pilots, which was great. It was just such a great night. And Like a Storm, I caught their set earlier in the day. Really great band. So on that note, let's get into my interview with one of the brothers from Like a Storm, which is, again, a band from New Zealand. At least the three brothers are from New Zealand. This is Chris Brooks. He is the lead vocals, rhythm guitar player of Like a Storm. And he, of course, has his brothers Matt and Kent. Kent's the bassist. And then they have Zach on drums, not a brother. We'll hear all about that in the interview. And check these guys out. These guys are a fun band, Like a Storm. Here we go. Here's my interview. Took place on the tour bus, which you'll hear the kind of hum of the tour bus engine going during the interview. Sorry about that. Here we go. Hey, it's Mark Striegel of Talking Metal, and we are backstage here at the Food Truck and Rock Carnival in New Jersey with Chris Brooks from Like a Storm. Great set tonight, Chris.
Thank you, man. Thank you. It was incredible. I mean, the crowd was great, and we had a lot of fun.
It looked like fun, and this is just a fun event. You got food, carnival, you know, and great loud music. A lot of families here. Do you feel that Like a Storm is family material?
Yeah, you know, I wouldn't have thought so like a couple of years ago, but it's amazing like how many times, you know, someone will tag us in something and their little kid will have drawn like, my favorite band is Like a Storm at school. And then, you know, the amount of time someone comes to a show saying, oh, I'm the oldest person here I know. And it's like, I mean, we're grateful. It's incredible to just play to people of all ages that, you know, appreciate what we do. You know, it means a lot.
Yeah, absolutely. And you guys are a band with brothers, and I just get blown away by how many great bands have brothers, you know, from the Beach Boys to the Black Crows to AC/DC, Lamb of God. I mean, the list just goes on and on and on. Why do brothers work so well together in a band?
I mean, I think, well, for one, you know, you tour and you become kind of brothers anyway, right? So it's cool to do it with people that you know all their weird habits. You know, everything about them, and now you live with them, it's just incredible. But I think for us also, it's just the chemistry. You know, musically, you always know, like, just what your brother is doing, you know, and you can just compliment each other, and it's just, it's fun. You know, you don't have to really think about anything. You just get up there, and it happens. Yeah.
Awesome. And let's talk about Like a Storm. You have a new record out right now, Awaken the Fire. So that's out right now. And when did it actually come out?
It's a very good question. I think March, maybe. March. I think so. I'm not sure.
And who did you work with?
February.
Yeah, February. Okay. Who did you work with producer-wise on this record?
Ourselves, man. I mean, the greatest, I think, accomplishment for us with this record and any, you know, success that it's having is the fact that really made music that we were passionate about, and we didn't do it in a massive studio, and we didn't write with other people, and we didn't have anyone else produce the record. You know, we just made music that the three of us really loved, and we just, you know, worked hard to make sure that we were staying inspired and staying true to ourselves. And so then when you hear when people connect with the music, I mean, it's incredible.
Awesome. Now, besides the three brothers, Chris, Matt, and Kent, tell us about the other member of the band.
The adopted brother.
Right, okay.
Yeah, Zach. He's a great dude. We've known him since we started touring the U.S. So we've known him for maybe 6 years, and we'd always hang out, and we became really good friends. And then he's been playing with us a year now, and it's really cool, man. He's very much on the same page, you know, musically and as a person. So we have a lot of fun with him. Great drummer, great dude.
Cool. And how did you guys, are you guys now based in the States, or are you still based out of New Zealand?
I don't know where we're based at, you know, this time. Kent lives in Toronto.
Okay.
Matt and I kind of tour so much that, I don't know, we'll go somewhere for a week between tours, but it's like New Zealand is literally a 24-hour trip. So if you get a week off tour, well, there's two of your days flying there and back. So we kind of just, you know, stay here, we'll go to Europe and tour there, and then we'll come back here, and then we'll go to New Zealand for 2 months of the year and escape the brutal winter.
Yeah, well, especially here in New Jersey. You know, let's talk about career highlights. So far, up to this point in your career, besides today playing the food truck and Rock Carnival, what career highlights have you had?
I mean, any of them, really. I mean, for us, it was our dream to play music and tour every single night. And when you come from New Zealand, I mean, that's such a long shot, because you might be able to play three shows in New Zealand, and that would be your tour, you know? So for us, definitely getting to play here, I mean, hearing the song on the radio is incredible. Playing in front of crowds that love what you do and that can sing the songs back to you, I mean, that's really a huge highlight for us. So, I mean, it just continues on. We've toured with a lot of bands, Alter Bridge, you know, Creed was our first tour here. And so to have, you know, when you don't necessarily have the big machine behind you, have other bands take you out when you're unknown because they believe in you, I mean, that's, you know, a major highlight too.
Awesome. Cool. And before I let you go, can you tell the Talking Metal listeners where they can get in touch with you online?
Absolutely. They're probably better at looking it up than me. I'm not sure. Like a Storm, likeastorm.com, Facebook/likeastorm,
okay,
official or something like that. I don't know, Twitter, everything. If you type it, if you type in Like a Storm, you'll find us. We'd love to hear from you.
Cool. Yeah, we'll have them linked, all those links through today's show notes on talkingmetal.com. Chris, thanks so much for speaking with us on Talking Metal. And where are you off to next?
Columbus, Ohio, I think. We're out with Otherwise at the moment, so yeah, we go there.
Very good. All right, what you just heard was Love the Way You Hate Me by Like a Storm off the Awaken the Fire record here on Talking Metal. Thanks to Kevin for hooking that interview up, and thanks to Chris from the band Like a Storm for joining us on the podcast. Hey, support us, guys. Go make a PayPal donation on talkingmetal.com in today's show notes, or simply use our Amazon links to link you over to Amazon, and you can make all your Amazon purchases there. We get a little kickback on that. Unfortunately, right now, that seems to only work for the American listeners. You can also buy a t-shirt or just give us a like on Facebook. That's helpful, too. It's always great to hear from you guys. I love getting comments. I love hearing opinions, good and bad. I like to hear them. Tell me what you like about the show, what you don't like about the show. You know, it's always good to hear. Do you miss John Astronomy? Do you need him back? Is it better without John Astronomy? Let me know. I'm curious. I'm curious to what you think. Do you wish I would play more music? Do you hate hearing music? You know, Mitch LaFon, who one of my partners, does a show where he never plays music, and it does quite well. When you know, I've had complaints when we haven't played music on some episodes. So let me know what you think. Anyways, I just love you guys. I love hearing from you. Thanks to Chris from Like a Storm, and thanks to the people at the Food Truck and Rock Carnival for hooking up this interview and the Lita interview, and also the interview with Clutch that we played previously. And guys, we'll talk to you soon. Thanks a lot.